A mountain of gems. Morale needed a job so that he and his mother could make ends meet. But he couldn't find any work. The shops weren't hiring, and the farms had all the help they needed. Morale worried about what would happen to his mother and himself if they couldn't even afford to eat. Morale continued his search with a rising sense of panic. Finally, he came to the house of Alibek, the wealthiest man in the village. "Hello, I am looking for work," Morale explained.
"Wonderful," the wealthy man said. "I could use a worker. I have an important business trip coming up tomorrow."
The following day, Morale helped Alibek prepare for their journey. They packed plenty of supplies in an old piece of leather, big enough to be a blanket. Alibek and Morale climbed onto their camels' backs and were off. Morale was excited to see how a person like Alibek made all his money. They had traveled quite a distance when Alibek brought his camel to a stop at the foot of a tall cliff.
"We need the sacks and the hide," Alibek said.
Morale took unpacked the sacks and leather. Alibek instructed Morale to lay on the leather and rolled him up. Alibek told Morale to stay still in his leather roll and wait. Then Alibek hid behind a rock. Soon, two giant eagles arrived. Together, the birds picked up the hide and flew it to the top of the mountain. Then they began pecking at it. Morale climbed out of the leather, scaring the birds off. Looking around, he could see gemstones covering the ground, so many that he couldn't see the grass.
"Throw the gems down to me," Alibek called up.
Alibek filled his sacks as Morale dropped the gems.
"Wait, how am I going to get down?" Morale yelled fearfully. "I am sure you can figure that out yourself," Alibek said with a smirk. With that, he rode off.
Morale looked around him, trying not to cry, when he noticed a small path he hadn't seen before. It took a long while, but Morale was able to make his way down the mountain. A few days later, Morale again went in search of work. He was in the marketplace when he saw a familiar face. It was Alibek. Morale set his face with determination. He would teach this man a lesson.
"I need work, sir," Morale said.
Alibek barely looked up.
"Excellent. I have business I need help with."
He didn't even recognize Morale. That was how little attention he paid to others. The next day, Morale and Alibek traveled to the mountain. When Alibek told Morale to roll up in the leather, Morale had a plan. He asked Alibek to show him how to lay on the leather. But when Alibek sat down to demonstrate, the eagles arrived and took the hide and Alibek up the mountain. Once he heard the eagles pecking at the hide, Alibek scrambled to his feet, frightening the birds away.
"What have you done?" Alibek called down to Morale. "How am I to get down?"
"I need to fill these sacks," Morale called. "Please don't waste time. Toss the gems to me as I did to you." Alibek then recognized Morale as the boy he had left on the mountain. Frightened, he threw down the jewels, and Morale filled the bags. When the bags were full, Morale secured them on his camel's back. Then he climbed onto his camel and rode away. He knew Alibek would eventually find the path, and that his time on the mountain would teach him a lesson about treating others with cruelty. Morale's mother was delighted at their newfound wealth. They had plenty of food to eat. Eventually, Morale even hired his own workers, but he always acknowledged them and treated them fairly. He always told them, "I'll never leave you stranded." His workers would laugh. "Not even for all the riches in the world, Mr. Morale?" Morale would smile to himself. Not even then.